Radio.
Your music, your life.
A little bit after 8 o'clock. Good morning, it's Friday today. Stephen Karen live across the North East and North Yorkshire. Thanks for listening. Here's Sophie.
Businesses in Newcastle tell us they are worried about an anti-Islam protest but can't afford to close. The demo in the big market tomorrow will be Pegida's first in the UK. Dan Stamatolopoulos from Cafe Neon believes it will impact on business.
It's going to be an intimidating scene like it is every other time when they've done it with the EDL, they've done it with the BNP, they've done it with other groups, and it always does disrupt the business pretty severely. They tend to pick the 3 hours of the week where we have our main trade because they want to have as much of a spectacle as possible.
Some shops and bars say they will take extra safety measures, but Dawn Ray from Pumphrey's Pub isn't worried.
They don't tend to need any extra security. They're normally quite well behaved when it comes to actually coming in the pub. If they do come in for a drink either before or afterwards, they're normally quite well behaved anyway.
There's more about the details about the protest and counter demo and how it might affect you over on the Metro Radio website. It's claimed alarming numbers of children are being exposed to self-harm images online. A study found it's encouraging them to hurt themselves. Lucy Russell is from the charity Young Minds.
Images and conversations about self-harm are everywhere. But we mustn't forget as well that there's lots of young people who use social media to support each other.
There's questions over whether the Islamic State killer, known as Jihadi John, was known to security services. He's been widely named as 27-year-old Mohammed Emwazi, and it's thought MI5 have known about him since 2009. Newcastle boss John Carver doesn't care that three players were at a Brits after-show party. Tim Krull, Stephen Taylor and Jack Colback were spotted leaving early yesterday morning.
I can't run a 24-hour-a-day surveillance over these players. I've got to trust them.
And more behind-the-scenes footage from the new James Bond film Spectre has been released. Unsurprisingly, there's fast cars, Daniel Craig and the director Sam Mendes talking about the storyline. I've put the video up on our Twitter. We're at Metro Radio News, and there's loads more news, sport and showbiz over on the Metro Radio website.
Metro Radio weather with LD Mountain Centre. Hot savings in the snow sports and winter clothing sale.
Some nice bright spells today, but we will get more cloud later on. Mostly dry and feeling about as cold as it was yesterday with highs of 7 degrees. Tonight will be rainy in places. Bright spells on Saturday with some rain. Very windy by the evening, and the wind's going to stick around on Sunday too. That's the latest for the North East, the greatest place on earth.
Thanks very much, Sophie.